Key facts of the day, the 27th of November 2018. Nasdaq will launch Bitcoin futures in early 2019. American stock exchange Nasdaq, which is one of the largest in the world, is preparing to launch Bitcoin futures in the first quarter of 2019, Bloomberg reports, citing its own sources. The plans to launch a new product associated with virtual assets still remain relevant to the platform, despite the deep market downturn. The site actively cooperates on this issue with the financial regulator, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. Last year, Bitcoin futures added two Chicago exchanges to their listing, CME Group and Cboe Global Markets. This happened against the background of increasing interest of traders to crypto assets and the general growth of the market. Bottom not found, market continues to fall. The main cryptocurrencies continue to decline in price as part of the downtrend that has emerged in the market. Although the pace of decline has slowed somewhat, the Bitcoin is still trading below the psychological mark of $4,000. On the morning of November 27, the rate of the main cryptocurrency showed a further decline. This is evidenced by data from OpenMarketCap. The total capitalization of the cryptocurrency market currently amounts to $122.5 billion. The daily trading volume of the crypto market is $18.4 billion. The cost of Bitcoin today was at the level of $3,724, a fall compared to the previous day was 6.05%. Capitalization amounted to $64.7 billion. Bitmain sued for hidden mining. Miner Gagavakin filed a lawsuit against Bitmain in the North Carolina court. He accused the company of using the capacity of users to mining cryptocurrency in their favor. The North Carolina court has the right to consider his case, since Bitmain Mining Company has an office in Santa Clara, California. Gavakin said that after buying a new miner from Bitmain, it needs to be configured, which can take from several hours to several days. The machines start working at low power, and the cryptocurrency mined during this time is not directed to any account by default. What else? Head of SEC sheds light on ICO projects. Jay Clayton said that despite the fact that bitcoins are not securities, many ICO tokens have their characteristics, which means that tokens should either be offered to investors as part of private placement or be registered accordingly. However, no project has gone through this procedure today. ICO, held in offshore or claiming to be excluded from the rules as a private offering, according to him, do not represent any concerns for the SEC. But the unregistered offering of tokens violates the law. Bitstamp uses technology to resist market manipulation. One of the first crypto exchanges, Bitstamp announced the introduction of a platform from Arisium to track suspicious activity and market manipulations. HK-based Modern Terminals joins TradeLens. The second largest container terminal operator in Hong Kong, Modern Terminals, has joined the TradeLens project, a blockchain-enabled technological solution developed by Maersk and IBM. Coinbase's head of policy leaving the company. The head of policy at widely used US-based cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase, Michael Lempres, is leaving the company for a position at a venture capital firm. At 17:30, GMT, total cryptocurrency market capitalization stands at $122.5 billion. Bitcoin $3,746. Minus 0.95%. XRP 34 cents, minus 1.50%. Ethereum $107, minus 1.55%. Bitcoin Cash $175, minus 3.04%. Stellar 13 cents, minus 2.25%. Bitcoin Private, plus 17.09%. Showed the best growth in the top 100. Market dynamics. The trading volume of cryptocurrencies for 24 hours reached $16.97, minus 2.55 billion per day. Mining profitability. BTC $1.55 for 10th/s, Northeast Arrow, ETH 10 cents for 10mh/s, pause button, BCH $0.017 for 1th/s, Southeast Arrow, LTC $2.05 for 1gh/s, Southeast Arrow, dash 3 cents for 1gh/s, pause button. Click here for the list of ongoing ICOs and rating. Also, subscribe to our Telegram channel to stay up to date on the latest crypto and blockchain news.